Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob, and I'm reading today from the September 2022 issue of the Voice of the Martyrs newsletter magazine. It came a little late this month, but I wanted to get it out to you as soon as I could. These are current examples of the ongoing mistreatment of God's people. Today we're going to listen to Cole Richards, the president of Voice of the Martyrs, who talks about the at-any-cost mindset. Our Lord has taught us the first step in preparing for persecution, and our Chinese Christian family members have walked it out in exemplary fashion under a brutal communist regime for more than 70 years. Christ instructed us to count the cost of discipleship and take up our cross daily. Following him is costly, but since he is infinitely worthy, we must continue paying without a thought when persecutors raise the price by opposing us. VOM's founder Richard Wurmbrand said, "A man really believes not what he recites in his creed, but only the things he is ready to die for." The first step in preparing for persecution is identifying the things we will do at any cost. We will read God's word. We will pray, worship, gather with other believers, and witness for Christ. And nothing will stop us from doing these things with willing and glad hearts. Because we do these things in obedience to the commands of our Lord, their worth is beyond evaluation. The value of everything else in this world pales in comparison, including our very lives. When I talk with Christians here in the U.S. and in other free countries, the word that constantly comes to mind is unprepared. Persecuted Christians in restricted nations have counted the cost and considered Christ worthy, so they prayerfully approach each day with an obey at any cost mindset. Anchored by an understanding of God's greatness and with their desires fixed on his eternal kingdom, they approach life differently from most Christians in free nations. Too many Christians in free nations live in fear of those who oppose us while worrying about losing the things of this world. For decades, our Chinese Christian family members have boldly, lovingly, and humbly obeyed Christ, no matter how their government opposed them. When their gatherings were made illegal, they held church services anywhere necessary to avoid the secret police, and they also prepared for the inevitable arrests, so that when pastors were imprisoned, others in the congregation were ready to take their place. Meanwhile, the imprisoned pastors embraced their time in jail as a new ministry assignment from the Lord. They simply continued their work. Today, the Chinese Communist Party has arrayed a horrifying technological apparatus against Christians. Hundreds of millions of facial recognition cameras help track believers' whereabouts and create a digital record used to punish them for their so-called disloyal and illegal activities. Their response to this heightened surveillance has been the same as their response to previous threats and attacks. They simply continue in obedience with joyful hearts, having counted the cost and considered Christ worthy of any price they must pay. Are we, our families, and our churches ready to respond to opposition in a likewise manner? If not, then we're not prepared for persecution. Again, that's from Cole Richards, president of Voice of the Martyrs. If you'd like to receive an issue of the Voice of the Martyrs, just ask to be put on the mailing list. Contact the people there, thevoice@vom.org. Ask to be put on the mailing list and receive your own free copy. There'll be no obligation, nobody coming to your door asking for money. You will get regular reminders from them about from the magazine. But the magazine itself is not even filled with that kind of thing. It's filled with stories about the persecuted church. We're going to be emphasizing China in the days to come. Well, this is the Hackberry House of Chosun, and this audio is being released on 9/24/2022. Lord willing, we'll talk again real soon. Bye-bye.